Greetings and welcome to Gamify Your Life, episode 5. In this episode, we are going to explain pretty much the premise of why I started this podcast. What does it mean to gamify something? Let's think about it. It means there is a piece missing to complete the puzzle of our routine. Most of the activities in daily life are driven by autopilot or compulsion and rarely by motivation. Human motivation works in interesting ways. We tend to gravitate towards things we want to do instead of identifying the need. Motivation reminds us of purpose or for which we seek something, and every time we connect to that purpose, the approach towards our goals alters dramatically. Gamification creates a feedback mechanism to bring forth numbers that are invisible in real life, creating extrinsic motivation and triggering intrinsic motivation. Interfaces show numbers that we value, like time on our phone, speed limit of our car, health reports, bank statements, etc. Our brains comprehend numbers as they inform us of the state of the activity. There are three reasons why you need to gamify your life. Number one, lack of feedback. Real life gives us feedback to a very limited extent. Most of the feedback we get is undesirable or leads us to guilt. When the body loses its competency, it's reflected in the health report. When someone is pushed to the midlife crisis, it is reflected in his bank statement, and so on. Because feedback in real life is extremely limited. Number two, progress tracking. Progress, when it's not quantified, leads to uncertainty. You're not sure about if you're progressing or not. The feeling of making progress must be reinforced with a tracker of some sort to assure us that we are on the right track. This also helps us understand the rate at which we are accomplishing our goal. What if we are progressing at a snail pace and we don't even know about it? Would that help us accomplish our goal faster than before? Absolutely not. Doing something about the goal doesn't mean we are getting closer. It is like sequence numbers in math, where each subsequent number is lower than the previous number, the sum of which can never reach the next consecutive number. Can 1 plus half plus 1/3 plus 1/4 plus so on ever equal to 10, or at least in 100 tries? No, it would never reach 10. Number three, creative ways to accomplish. There is no one way to accomplish a goal. Creative ways can be explored with gamification. In how many ways can you make an extra $5,000 a month? There are many legal, ethical ways to do this. Even if we choose a way, there are different approaches to that way. If you want to crack a certification exam, you can ride through the syllabus multiple times or spend more time mastering each topic or get mentored to know how you're performing and so on. We can use game elements as effective tools for learning new skills, creating new habits, increasing productivity, and motivating yourself towards achieving goals that you set out for yourself. The best part about gamifying your goals is that it has been proven time and again as being extremely effective at getting people motivated towards their goals while also providing them with valuable information on how they can improve themselves further down the line when they get stuck or feel like giving up on their goal altogether because it seems too difficult or daunting for them at the first glance. Gamification has become one of the biggest trends in business over recent years because companies have realized just how much value there is in making things fun instead of boring, so that people will actually want to do what needs to be done without feeling like it's some sort of a chore that they're forced into doing against their will every single day until the end of time. Using game mechanics such as rewards or badges or leaderboards, etc., businesses are able to motivate employees better than ever before, which leads directly into higher levels of engagement within. This does not mean that gamification is all about points, leaderboards, and badges. Please note that. This can very well be extended into our personal lives to empower us. So live gamefully. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you've been listening to my episodes from the beginning, you've earned 10 joy points more, and now your score is 50 joy points, which means you just unlocked a special achievement. Thank you so much for a special gift that's waiting for you. Please email me at anirudh.shiruvu@yahoo.com. That's anirudh.shiruvu@yahoo.com. Please send me an email that you've listened to this podcast and you've earned 50 joy points, and I'll be happy to send you a special gift that's a gamified goal setting worksheet that you can print out and plug in your goal and have scads of fun achieving it. I'd love to get your email, and I can't wait to add value to your life to make it more gameful. Thank you very much. This is Anirudh signing off.